Hi, Mrs. Pink here, and here is the final solution for pantry moths. Mr. Pink 5x pantry moth traps are an easy to use, no mess, perfectly safe, odourless solution to breaking the moth life cycle. The all natural pheromone based trap has absolutely no poison or pesticides, and the moth trap should get rid of or control the moth infestations. The pantry moth and clothes moth are two different types of moth. Therefore, the pheromones used are different for each moth and only attract that moth. The moths lay eggs, which develop into larvae that ultimately grow and eat your food. They can chew minute holes in plastic, paper, and cardboard packaging, and consumers are often surprised to find them in a previously unopened product. You don't need to throw out all your food, but you do need to take some steps to remove the problem. Pantry moths will contaminate almost all dry foods, including cereal, grains, beans, nuts, flour, dried fruit, seeds, spices, porridge, pet food, dry fruit, herbs, even chocolate and sweets. Dried pet food is one of the worst culprits. If you store elsewhere like the garage, you need to have a Mr. Pink 5x pantry moth trap there as well. Infestations are evident when you see moths or you see cobwebs in food packets. You may also see larvae, like a cobweb, or pupae form, like a fly maggot. Inspect the threads on screw-top jars and the grooves on clip-on lids. So now for elimination and prevention steps. If you have adjustable shelves, check the little holes in the sides of the pantry. You may find that there will be what looks like cobwebs in some or all of the holes. These are the larvae. Clean out all the holes with a toothpick or similar. Now look in the cracks where the shelves join the walls, above and underneath, and at the ceiling and floor. The larvae are often found there. Again, with toothpick or similar, clean along these areas. Wipe down all areas with a cleaning product. Now let's look at the food. Any at-risk food or food you suspect has an infestation, place in the freezer overnight to eliminate any problem. If the food has very bad infestation, I'm sorry, you probably need to throw it away. If you get trap glue on something or on the cat, it's easy to remove with vegetable oil, but test the surface first. Hope this helps.